Would you open your book for the last week to look at the Chalcedonian Confession, Chalcedonian Creed? This morning, I'm going to ask you to remain seated, primarily that you concentrate this last time upon the content of what we're reading together, focusing on the unity of the being of Christ. Therefore, following the Holy Fathers, we all with one accord teach men to acknowledge one and the same Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at once complete in Godhead and complete in manhood, truly God and truly man, consisting also of a reasonable soul and body, of one substance with the Father as regards his Godhead, and at the same time of one substance with us as regards our manhood, like us in all respects, apart from sin. As regards the Godhead, begotten of the Father before the ages, and yet as regards his manhood, begotten for us men and for our salvation of Mary the Virgin, the God-bearer, one in the same Christ, Son, Lord, only begotten, recognized in two natures, without confusion, without change, without division, without separation, the distinction of natures being in no way annulled by the union, but rather the characteristics of each being preserved and coming together to form one person and subsistence, not as parted or separated into two persons, but one in the same Son and only begotten God the Word, Lord Jesus Christ, even as the prophets from earliest times spoke of him, and our Lord Jesus Christ himself taught us, and the creed of the fathers has handed down to us. In this creed, over the last few weeks, we've looked at the relationship between the humanity and the divinity of Jesus. Today, what I'd like you to focus upon is the phrase there, without separation. That he remains fully God and fully human, but one person. There is no division of being in the Lord Jesus. The distinctions of natures preserved and yet coming together to form a single person. That's pretty remarkable, pretty amazing, that Jesus remained a single person with both natures. There is an interconnection in his being that is mysterious to us. Jesus Christ, then, because of this, in his inseparable being, is the only true and full and complete communication or revelation from God the Father. And in this sense, he is glorified as a full being. Let me read from John chapter 17, beginning with verse 4. Jesus said, I glorified thee on the earth, having accomplished the work from which you had given me to do. And now glorify thou me together with thyself, Father, and the glory which I ever had with thee before the world was. I manifested thy name to the men whom thou givest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou givest me them to me, and they have kept thy word. And in verse 26, Father, I have made thy name known and will make it known, that the love wherewith thou didst love me may be in them and I in them. And clearly in passages such as these, we see the unity of God. And maybe the best verse to finish our understanding of the Creed of Chalcedon is from Romans chapter 1. Beginning with verse 3. And concerning his Son, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, who was declared with power to be the Son of God by the resurrection from the dead according to the Spirit of holiness, Jesus Christ our Lord. That he is fully human, fully God. The two remain separate, and yet he remains one nature. This is the remarkable concept of the incarnation by which the God-man remains the God-man for all eternity. Amen.